As you know, it's been a bit windy these last few weeks. Ask any gardener, and they'll tell you wind is one of the major garden enemies here in Calgary. This summer, we're following one newbie gardener as she and her family try to grow food in their backyard. Our director, Tracy Fuller, met with Julie Leung and her husband, Gideon, earlier this week to see how they've been coping with all the extreme weather we've been having.
Let's start by talking about wind. Wind has been a huge issue for the last couple of weeks. I'm sure not just for you, but for every gardener in Calgary. Why don't we walk close to the garden and you can give me a sense of what you've been dealing with here.
Okay. So we had, before we had the couple days of wind, we had that big rain and windstorm. And surprisingly, they survived. But we did sort of make our own makeshift protectors. We just put yogurt containers and jars and stuff on them. And
so I'm sort of figuring that you're running out of the house with containers trying to cover them as the rain is coming down.
It was more like the night before I thought, oh, it's supposed to rain really bad for like days tomorrow, and I don't have time to go buy whatever the piping or whatever that you kind of put around the garden, and then all that cover sheet.
Yes.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll cap them tonight, and then it wasn't raining. It wasn't bad. So I thought, okay, now they're dying with no oxygen. So I took them off. Then it started raining. So then I ran out and was like, well, okay, my hair kind of blowing around. And then I put all the caps back on. So that they survived that. And then I uncapped everything. They were still good. And then we had 2 or 3 days of kind of really bad wind up here, especially up here where it's on the hill and everything.
We're in the Northwest, for people who don't remember. But looking at your garden, I mean, we're starting at the far end this time, so we're right next to the zucchini plants. They look rather healthy, robust even.
I think they are quite robust, yes, because they haven't had any cover and they've just been like hardened by the wind that we do have. And then we have our tomato plants. So we have the one that had sort of bent over but wasn't too bad, and then the one beside it that had been kind of wrung.
The headless horseman, as we've been calling it in the office.
Yes. And so it was doing okay. It survived the rainstorm.
Okay.
And then the wind, it looked like it survived the windstorm. As you recall, there was plastic.
Yes.
And
we have removed the red plastic sheet that was keeping warmth in.
Correct, yes. And so the other day, probably about a day or two ago, I came out and I was doing my watering and kind of tidying the plastic, and then I noticed, oh, there's like a whole big thing of greenery missing, and I found it kind of blown across the yard. And so now there's a little, I think even that thing that's there is dead, but I tried to kind of plant it, like maybe it'll sprout roots. But yeah, the larger piece that where the neck was wrung, I think the wind did it in and basically tore it and blew it across the yard.
We'll remain hopeful. There are a few buds on the remaining plant, and so little flowers, which is always a good sign.
Yeah, I think they might have been there from before.
All right. Well, speaking of roots, why don't we head on over actually to your other garden? We did not get to this garden the last time.
Right.
This is a plot that's a little more well protected in your garden. It's clear across the yard, and it's right up against your house. So what is in this garden?
So this was the existing garden that has, you know, dirt all the way down. So we decided we would do shallow vegetables in the new plot and root vegetables. So this is pretty well all root vegetables. We have some shallots that were started from bulb. We have, beside that, a row that I think I forgot to label. I'm pretty sure I planted something there. As you see, there are some things growing, and I'm like, are those weeds? Are those actual plants? I think I remember planting another row. So, mystery row. Then beside that, there are fingerling potatoes. Beside that, we have Jerusalem artichokes, which we really loved a couple of years ago when we got some from a CSA that we had a membership in. And this row here is peas.
And there's a lovely little trellis for those peas to climb up on a little later.
Yes, let's hope that, well, it looks like they are coming up right around it, so that's as great. Two rows of carrots and a row of beets. And then, so there's two plants over there that were from my son's class, actually. They were doing a gardening unit as well. He had brought marigolds home and radish, and I planted both. And one of them is dead. I don't know which one. But the one that's growing that's either radish or marigold, I think it might be radish. And then some garlic.
Well, lovely. There's a lot of things coming up in here, like a lot of green, especially the shallots at the end are looking really healthy.
Certainly.
So we've got little mounds, which sort of indicate the rows that you've planted. But in between those mounds, there are some very small green things. And this is what we were talking about earlier, I think, about is it a weed and how do you identify that? Have you reached out? What have you learned?
I did take a couple pictures and sent to Donna and Chelsea and Shelley, so our instructors. I sort of said, yeah, how do I tell if this is a weed? Especially because, so you might be able to say, okay, well, it's in between these two mounds where the rows were planted. So clearly it's not. But actually Gideon planted, so my husband planted these ones, and he did it a little bit differently than me. So it's possible that when he, you know, turned the soil to kind of get it over the seeds, that maybe the seeds moved. So some of them look the same, you know, those ones with the two leaves and the red. I have a bad feeling that those are not what I planted, and I'll have to weed those out. But some of them look like they could be the beginnings of, you know, some root vegetables. So I'm going to wait, I think, unless Donna comes back and says, oh, that's definitely a weed. You got to pull it. I'm going to wait and see, you know, as they differentiate.
Gideon, do you have an opinion as to whether or not that's a weed?
I'm just looking at them right now, and they probably are weeds, and I'm trying to figure out if it's something that we need to pull, but I think we'll keep it for now.
Yes, you've got lots of time before really you have to worry about competition, I imagine. Compared to last time I was here, there's a lot more green going on. But you said, you know, perhaps the folly of every gardener is that you look at perhaps a professional gardener's garden and say, huh, my potatoes don't look like that. Tell me a little bit about trying to temper your expectations.
Oh. So I was feeling pretty good about my garden. Like, oh, well, there's green things coming up there, you know, especially on the new plot where there was tons of little kale seedlings coming up, and I was feeling pretty good, you know. And then I follow Donna on Twitter, and I was looking at all her pictures, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good after all, because her garden is just full, lush. Her zucchini has flowers, for instance, and my zucchini are doing good, but I'm like, oh, I don't have flowers yet. And her potatoes are bushy. So I had tweeted her, I guess, and said, wow, those potatoes look great. When did you plant them? And she said, hey, don't forget, I planted them in March. I have a greenhouse. It's nice and cozy in there. And of course, that's why I'm taking a class from her. If her garden looked like mine, then maybe I'd be like, well, why am I learning from you? Whereas her garden is fantastic and awesome.
But your garden is well on the way with lots of green things coming up. And we'll be following it along. So thank you again for inviting us to your garden.
Thanks for coming.
That's our newbie gardener, Julie Leung, and her husband Gideon speaking with Homestretch director Tracy Fuller. Julie is part of the Grow Food Calgary program, and we'll be following her throughout the growing season. You can check out her garden blog at allergyjourney.com/blog.